Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
You either have grace or you don't.
Read Grace's work in The Spectator and see her recommended reading at gracecurleyshow.com.
She's a liar and a mean person. She's a nut job.
Now, here's the millennial with the mic.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley.
Grace Curley, host of the Grace Curley Show.
Grace.
Grace Curley.
Grace!
I don't know if I'm ever going to get sick of those openings. I love hearing Trump talk about me like that. It's just, he's so on the money. She's a liar. She's a mean person. She's a nut job. It's just, every single box is checked right there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Friday, Junior. I wouldn't say this week is flying by, but it certainly is moving. We are almost there, and we have a lot to get to today. Governor Gavin Newsom has started a war that he's going to lose over gerrymandering. His fellow thirsty, thespian, social media influencer Democrats cannot win this war because the numbers are not on their side. And I think he was just too busy, like, filming his podcast and tweeting in all caps and trying to get to the bottom of a Trump 2028 hat. He was too busy doing all of those things, probably with a little bit of French Laundry mixed in there. Who doesn't want a nice lunch at the French Laundry? That he didn't have time to crunch the numbers. And so he made this big stink about gerrymandering California even further than it already is. And yeah, you can do that, but now other states are going to get involved.
Arrest me. Let's go. The fear.
Yeah, and it's not going to be good. It's a numbers game that Newsom just ensured his party is going to lose. Beyond that, we have Cracker Barrel in the news. They've changed their logo. People are not happy about it. We'll explain to you why. And leftists jumped at the chance to hype up another victim after D.C. police and federal agents arrested a man near the National Mall. It backfired. They wanted this to be the next moped driver or the next strawberry picker or the next Maryland father or the next hospital chaplain or the next soccer coach. And in a way it was. So now you have these Democrats, including Jessica Tarlov from Fox, putting out these tweets where they're just condemning the Trump administration. And they're just, it's sickening what's happening. It makes them ill. Because, you know, they're better people than you are. They care more than you do. They have more compassion than all you MAGA folks. And after they run out there to tell you about their compassion and then they don't fact check, it's just too good to check. You got to run with these things.
Yo no debo nada! Yo no debo nada!
Yeah, and then once the actual truth comes out, they got to do the old embarrassing delete the tweet. Deleting the tweet, Taylor, is... I know that it, in the moment it feels like the easier thing to do, but it's so much worse. You're admitting defeat. You're admitting. And then what they do, which drives me crazy, because I always go back. I always go in. I see a headline that says, Jessica Tarlov, you know, defends this illegal alien... who ended up being he was accused of aggravated. Let me just read you exactly what this man was accused of. Arrested in January 2024 for aggravated sexual assault of a child under 13. So then she goes and deletes it. But then what I do when I see this tweet that she put out about this guy, where she said, you know, this isn't making DC safer. Arresting a guy who was charged with sexual assault, aggravated sexual assault of a child under 13, arresting him, according to Jessica Tarlov at Fox, doesn't make DC safer. Does it make it less safe? Does it really? This, it hurts DC. He's contributing to the environment there. It's DC's loss that this guy is off the streets. But then she says, it'll just make people not come to DC. The cruelty is always the point. Yeah, how cruel we're being to the illegal alien rapists and pedophiles and drug dealers and gangbangers. The cruelty, it's not getting them out of here. It's just the cruelty that the Trump administration is focused on. So anyway, when I see this, I'm like, oh, how embarrassing. I would be so embarrassed. Like, truly, that's the part of these moments that I don't understand. If I put something out like that and then I got severely dunked on by the entire internet to the point where I had to delete the tweet, I would feel mortified.
Aren't you embarrassed?
And they don't. They don't. You go to their Twitter feed, because I always go to see if they posted like a follow-up tweet where they at least acknowledge, hey guys, deleted that tweet. I was wrong. Have egg on my face. I would respect that to a degree. Just some acknowledgement that you were so wrong. But then I go to their Twitter feeds and it's just they're on to the next thing. They're on to the next bit of fake news. They pretend it never happened. And they wonder why they're laughing stocks. They wonder why they're losing in the voter registration in 30 of the states that track registration by political parties. They're losing in all 30. And they wonder why. They wonder why they can't pick up any ground. And it's because you have no credibility and you have no self-awareness whatsoever. We'll talk about that. But the big story of the day, and this is good news. This is a good news story that you guys can enjoy. Breaking news from this morning is Ms. Tisch. That's right. This is from the New York Post. Trump's massive $500 million civil fraud fine in AG Tisch James's case thrown out by New York Appeals Court. See ya. Bye-bye. Bye, Bing. It's over. Letitia James, and she's actually been on my mind lately because so many Democrats seem to be following suit and getting themselves allegedly mixed up in mortgage fraud, which she's also being accused of right now. It's like she's kind of a trendsetter. She's a pioneer in the Democrat Party. But first it was Letitia, then it was Adam Schiff. Then yesterday we had the Fed governor, Lisa Cook, who's being accused of cooking the books. And now Letitia's in the news for a different kind of embarrassing situation. So her massive civil fraud against Trump that would have required him to cough up $464 million, and that's not even including the interest that would have been accrued at this point, has been tossed. Thanks to the New York Appeals Court. Trump is no longer on the hook for that money, and this has got to come as a major blow to Letitia James. It's funny how, and Taylor, it's almost like there's a singer who's put this into words before, how in just a matter of months, like 1 month you can be flying high, and the next month it can all go awry. You know, 1 month you're feeling good. That's life. You can be on top of the world, and then you can be down and out. And that's what's happened here to Letitia James. And I want to read you the details that stuck out to me in this case, the case of Letitia, because it says here, the ruling comes after some members of the five-judge appeals panel appeared skeptical in September of the merits of the lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James, which led to the trial. And you guys remember that the Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, he's the guy who has all the weird, creepy gym pictures that unfortunately have been burned into my brain.
Can't oh, yeah. Those. He was accused of like just generally being a creep.
I think a lot of people, and far be it from me to put this out, I could be totally wrong, but at least for me, I confuse him with Boasberg. Like, they're both these older white guys, very thin, Trump deranged. And so I had kind of forgotten about Engoron up until now. But yeah, there was something to do with him taking a lot of photos at the gym. Now, Judge Peter Moulton called the size of the penalty troubling and questioned if the law James had used to sue Trump, which doesn't technically require someone to be harmed, had morphed into something it was not meant to do. Well, of course. I mean, there's none of these laws are on the books so that you can stop someone from running for president against Joe Biden. You know, none of these laws are on the books so that you can ensure Democrats have control of everything for the rest of time, despite what Democrats want. That's not what the Constitution was for. And I was thinking about this yesterday, Taylor, because we were playing the sound of Mayor Wu, and she's referencing the cradle of liberty, or, you know, the revolutionary spirit, the Irish whiskey. It's like she's auditioning to be in a Ben Affleck movie. She just wants a side role in one of these Boston movies. But she's saying all this against ICE because, like, how dare they come in here? And that backfired. Todd Lyons was on with Howie yesterday. He said they're going to flood the zone now. Like, she just, like Gavin Newsom, she was a little too cute, I think. I think she let her social media and her her mouth write a check that her ass can't Cash.
You're white, then you've been Affleck.
You can hear the hesitancy
you got
in
it.
Voice.
You got it.
You can hear it, though, Taylor. It's like, and the closer I get to labor, the more I'm like, it's like a train that's just trying to chugga, 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 chugga. She's going to mess this one up somehow. But yeah, so you have Mayor Wu here, and she's saying, oh, you know, the revolutionary spirit. We played all these cuts yesterday, but I was thinking about it overnight because I'm like, the only time that these Democrats want to reference the Founding Fathers, the Constitution, or the Bible is if they think they can twist it and throw it back in a Republican's face for not wanting their city or their state or their country to turn into a hellscape. Then they're like, well, the Bible says, well, the Founding Fathers did believe. It's like, I didn't think you were crazy about the Founding Fathers. You remember Mayor Wu? They're white guys. They're white guys. And the Constitution, oh, when we're talking about anti-Semitism, protecting anti-Semitism on campus, all these Democrats are like, you know, the Constitution, freedom of speech is so important to me when it comes to Jew hatred. I want to make sure that the Jews on this campus can't get to their classes and maybe get locked in a closet and get things screamed at them, get called pigs, because I care about freedom of speech only now when I can use it against them. And the Bible. I mean, you see this all the time. It's like, would Jesus turn away someone in need? Then maybe you shouldn't either. Oh, so suddenly you don't hate Christians. Suddenly you don't hate the Bible just because you think you can use it to outsmart or to manipulate me into feeling bad about something. It's the same thing over and over and over. And it baffles me that they always think it's going to work. Now, in the case of Letitia James, she thought that she could use this rule, this law, she could bend it to her will in order to get Trump. And this New York appeals court said, nah, we're not keeping this. It kind of restores your faith in the justice system, even if only for a moment. I'm not even going to say for a day. I'll just say for a moment that this looks pretty good. Now, I also wanted to mention that Letitia, because you know, Taylor, I never want to kick someone when they're down. That's not, despite what Trump might say in the opening, I'm not that nasty of a person.
You're not someone who gets a kick stomping on dreams?
I don't. That's where you and I differ, my friend. But I will say this about Letitia James and silver lining, because I know sometimes it's hard to find the silver lining. For her, I think it's obvious. This is a blessing in disguise because it's one less thing for her to worry about right now. She's got her own legal troubles. She's embattled. Perhaps her, Schiff, and Lisa Cook, they can put their heads together. They can come up with a plan, because I'm sure they're being unfairly prosecuted. Because beyond these mortgage fraud allegations, all of these people have sterling reputations. So they should work on this as a team. I think this is a group effort situation. And don't worry about Trump anymore. You got to put Trump in your rearview mirror, because you have enough. It's one of my favorites. Worry about your own game. There's plenty there to keep you busy. That is something Letitia James should take from this situation. Think of it as one less thing for you to worry about. You focus on your own case, your own mortgage fraud situation. So when we come back, I have a hilarious story. Also out of New York. This is Eric Adams. Yeah, I would prefer Eric Adams over Zohran Mamdani. I would really prefer anyone over Zohran Mamdani. But with that being said, this man has surrounded himself with the biggest crooks ever. It's almost comical at this point. It's like out of central casting. You couldn't cast more obvious. I've been watching 101 Dalmatians, Taylor. You know this, round the clock. We moved on from Wonka. We're on to 101 Dalmatians. And it's like the two guys, Horace and whatever.
Jasper.
Horace and Jasper, who are trying to steal and kill the puppies. These are the kind of people that are in Eric Adams' orbit. Like, they're all cartoon characters of crooks. And so I have an amazing story that I think you guys are going to appreciate. It involves money. It involves a bag of chips. It involves a kitchen renovation. Need I say more?
All that and a bag of chips?
All that and a bag of chips, my dude. It's really a great story. If you're sending a son or daughter off to college this year, yeah, you got to get you know, the bedspread, you've got to get the bins, you've got to get the little mini fridge, but you also should send them off with a nice gift, a Western razor, because this is something that you're not going to have to get every year when you send them off, because it stands the test of time, Taylor. This isn't something that you're going to have to replace next month. It really is great quality, because Western razor is all made in America.
Right, and everything is so easy to replace. You only need to worry about replacing the actual blades, the very thin razor blades on there, which are pennies on the dollar compared to other companies with their patented, you know, formulaic 4-5 blade systems with flex heads and whatnot. It's crazy nonsense gimmicks that you don't need. You need the Western razor. And the other thing I like, you don't get like this weird buildup on the Western razor that you might get with other razors. I know we've talked about this before, Grace, where, you know, these plastic razors, they just have, they get this film coating on them, and it's disgusting, yeah. And it traps stubble. It's filthy, and it's god-awful, and they're so difficult to clean. You got to take a towel and then kind of rub it against the grain on the towel. Then you're worried about ruining a towel. There's none of that with the Western razor. So easy to clean. You don't even think about it. It's the swish-swish in the sink, and that's it.
Swish.
You're done, and it's just a great product. I could talk about it all day.
And that's westernrazor.com. Use code GRACE to get 10% off. So again, you're not only getting a great product here made in America that's going to last you a lifetime, you're also saving money when you go to westernrazor.com. Use code GRACE. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
More of the Grace Curley Show up next. This is the Grace Curley Show.
I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream.
Taylor, do you ever sing that one at one of your gigs?
Always.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I know there are some that you really don't like singing, so I wasn't sure. That one seems...
No, I like this one.
Okay.
But there are ones I don't like that you just... I mean, My Way in New York, New York, you have to do them. You don't want to, but I can only imagine how Frank felt singing those for 25, 30 years.
Good God. Put yourself in his shoes.
If I had his money, I would.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. So I sent Taylor a poll question idea, and at the same time, he texted me a poll question idea, both having to do with Cracker Barrel, but his won out. Taylor, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at gracecurlyshow.com, is what's the worst part of the Cracker Barrel rebranding? The new logo, the minimalistic decor, or the removal of the insults from the golf tee game?
You have to explain this last one to me. I was looking on the internet. I couldn't figure this one out.
So, have you been to a Cracker Barrel? I assume you haven't.
Why do you assume I haven't?
Because you're Grace Curley.
What does that mean? Let's
answer,
dive into
answer the
this.
Question. Have you been to
no,
a Cracker Barrel?
No, dive into that. What do you mean by that?
Answer the question.
You think of what? Like I'm too snobby for Cracker Barrel?
Yes.
Because out of the two of us, you're the bigger snob.
I've admitted that I love going to Texas Roadhouse, so Cracker Barrel is not beneath me. Good lady.
Taylor, I love all chains. I love IHOP. I love Chick-fil-A. I love McDonald's. I don't discriminate. There's not really Cracker Barrels nearby me,
oh,
I don't think.
Oh, have you been to a Cracker Barrel?
Yes, I think I have.
Okay. So there's
once or twice.
A golf tee game where you know, it's you jump one golf tee over another and you try to eliminate all the golf tees on that triangle until you have one left. That's the point of the game. The old golf tee game at Cracker Barrel said, jump each tee, remove it, leave only one, you're a genius, leave two, you're pretty smart, leave three, and you're just plain dumb, leave four or more, and you're just plain ignoramus. And the new golf tee game at Cracker Barrel says, leave only one, you're a genius, leave two, rocking the chair, but not the game, leave three or more, no reason to be embarrassed, try again.
Oh, so everybody gets a trophy.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to say getting rid of the guy on the barrel was a big mistake. That seems to be the thing that people are really upset about, the barrel guy.
Yeah, 43% say the new logo upsets them more. 36% say the minimalistic decor. 21% say the removal of the insults from the golf tee game.
And the person who's getting the most heat for this is a CEO who has a woke background in business. And I guess Cracker Barrel is already feeling the heat from this decision. We'll talk more about it. And the chips story. Put your chips on the table when we come back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
978 says, this is like Pearl Milling getting rid of Aunt Jemima's pick and her name off the product. Yeah, when was that? That was definitely when I was at the Howie Carr Radio Network, because I remember it was a topic, maybe when I was producing Howie's show. But that, I forgot they did that, and they don't even have the name at all. At first, I thought they just changed the picture or they changed the bottle shape. But I just Googled it, and it doesn't even say Aunt Jemima on it. I think a lot of people still refer to it as
that. They got rid of the Land O'Lakes Indian, Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
I thought we were
this
back,
could be a
Grace.
Good. That could be a good poll question, Taylor. Like, which rebrand in history was the worst idea? Because a lot of people are heated about this Cracker Barrel thing, but I don't think it's going to make history.
No, I don't think it's up there. But I thought we were back. I thought we had reclaimed all that was great in America. Now we're getting rid of Cracker Barrel as we know it. I mean, this for me, this is bad. And one of the texters said, you like Texas Roadhouse? Ew. Texas Roadhouse is great. Don't come at me. It's one of my guilty pleasures. But
I don't have any this knee-jerk of like not liking. A lot of these chains, they actually have to be kept at a more sanitary, higher level than other restaurants because they have to meet it like across the board. So I don't have a snobby bone in my body.
It's not the cleanliness factor. It's the fact that everything is just a reheated meal that was prepackaged in a factory 148,000 miles away. But this is
the
Cracker Barrel rebrand. We're going back to that. That's live. The Cracker Barrel rebrand to me hits as hard as when Texas Roadhouse said, you can't throw the peanut shells on the floor anymore. I'm sorry. And now they give you the peanuts. It's not a bucket of peanuts they give you. It's a little bag. They're all pre-bagged. And you've got to ask for another bag. It's awful. Sorry. All right. That's my rant of the day.
No, don't be. Don't you dare apologize for speaking your truth here on the show, Taylor. That's what we're all about. This is therapy for conservatives. They called late night therapy for libs. The Grace Curley Show is therapy for Taylor. I have a question about the nut shells on the floor. Was that just a cleaning thing? Like they didn't want to be picking them up anymore?
It was for weaklings with allergies. They wanted to come
into the
restaurant
and invade
our space.
But they still give you the peanuts in a bag.
Yes, but you have to dispose of them at your table. You can't just toss them on the floor.
Yeah, I could see you making a stink about that. I could see you bringing that up with someone while you're there, making a server very uncomfortable.
Why do you assume I make servers uncomfortable?
And no, I would say that would be an issue where you would die on that hill and you'd be like talking to the server who has nothing to do with it. And he'd be like, dude, this wasn't my call. And you're like, well, I don't like it.
Yeah.
This is not good.
I still enjoy it. It's a good time.
Yeah, the rebrand with the Cracker Barrel logo, they just took out the guy with the barrel and they made it very. And you know what, Taylor? You see this with a lot of places now. Like you, a lot of times I'll see conservatives put up a picture of McDonald's in like the 1990s and McDonald's now. And
oh,
now
it
it's all
so
gray slate. It's all kind of like modern and ugly. And back then it was colorful and red and yellow and it was for kids. So
well,
it was kind
that,
of.
I see that they did that with Target too. Like back in the day, Target used to be just so full of color. It was all red and they had all these colorful advertisements, and you go into a Target now and it's so whitewashed. And it is, I mean, Tucker Carlson was onto something when he went to Moscow, right? He was talking about the architecture there and the cleanliness of everything and the art that was depicted. Yeah, not run by the greatest people in the world, but beautiful to look at. And then you come here and you see this brutalist architecture. Look at Boston City Hall. It's disgusting.
I was just going to say.
Look at UMass Dartmouth, which I believe was the same architect that did that. Awful, brutalist
Boston
architecture.
Boston City Hall could be like top three worst.
Ugliest building in the world.
I've only been in there a few times, probably less times than people might think. And when you're in there, it's just, I'm like, I can't even blame these people for wanting to work from home. This is Orwellian. This feels like something out of a horror movie. And Yeah, I don't understand it. Hey, I wanted to talk about two different things. You know what? I'll go with the chip story first, but I do want to get to these Texas Democrats who are trying to make names for themselves by, you know, they fled to Illinois and it didn't really do much. People pointed out the hypocrisy of fleeing to the most gerrymandered state in the country. And now they're back and I guess they had to have like these chaperones because they can't be trusted. It's so embarrassing. We're dealing with toddlers who are more focused on their Instagrams than they are about doing their jobs. And so one of the people, State Rep Nicole Collier, she made this big thing about bringing in a suitcase and bringing in a mattress because she wasn't going to accept security. The security was going to follow them around and make sure they actually showed up for work, I guess. I didn't really understand the whole thing. But she said, no, no, no. And she brings in a mattress and snacks. And she's like, I'll stay here till Labor Day if I have to. She's already out. She posted a picture of herself with a giant suitcase. And she's like, my time here is done. I'm leaving.
I don't care how long it takes. I will keep you here all night.
We can't keep him past 4.
I will keep you here until 4.
I don't understand why people put themselves in this position where you make these grand gestures or these like giant promises of like, I will stay here for months. I don't care how long it takes. 3 hours later. And we saw that with the lady who wants to bleep Trump. What's her name? Dexter. She was going to El Salvador and she's like, I won't come back until Kilmer is let go. And then it was a few days later and she was back in the U.S. talking
about, we have to f*** Trump.
Yeah, doing that whole thing. And I was thinking, aren't you supposed to be in El Salvador? Didn't you tell us? And it kind of goes back to the celebrities. Jimmy Kimmel, the guy, Jared's friend from Star Wars, who won't ever shut up.
What?
Who's like,
Jared's friend from Star Wars?
What's that guy's name?
Jar Jar Binks?
No, Jar Jar Binks. No, who's the guy, Luke Skywalker? He's real.
Oh,
political.
Mark Hamill?
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
His friend.
Any of the people in those worlds, I just associate with Jared. But he has been saying that he was going to move somewhere. It wasn't, Kimmel said Italy, and Hamill said somewhere else. But it's like, stop doing this to me. If you're going to stay, if you're bringing in a mattress to the Capitol in Texas, because you're going to stay there till Labor Day and not shower and eat snacks on the floor of Congress or, you know, of the Capitol. If you're going to tell me you're going to go to Italy, if you're going to tell me you're going to leave, if you're going to tell me you're going to go to Jupiter, damn it. One of you has to make good because you're killing me here. You're just killing me. We'll talk about this in a minute because there's a lot of great sound. And then this lady Collier goes in the bathroom and she's on some sort of Zoom with Cory Booker, Spartacus, and Gavin Newsom. And they come in and they're like, you're not allowed to be doing this in the bathroom. And that comes as a shock to her. I think in most bathrooms, they don't encourage people to be filming or Zooming or, you know, taking out your phone, period. But certainly in this situation, the police there were not having it. And she was shocked by this. And so was Spartacus. Spartacus went full blown bug-eyed when he found this out. He's like, they're not letting her have her dignity in the bathroom. She can't be Zooming Gavin Newsom in the bathroom. We'll talk about it all. But
what's she doing to Newsom in the bathroom?
Now. I want to talk a little bit about this woman, Winnie Greco, who to me she's really bringing me a lot of joy today, Taylor. And I knew the name sounded so familiar. I was like, Winnie Greco, how do I know this lady? And she's a big, big supporter / advisor to Eric Adams. And he really knows how to pick them. I don't know where he's getting these characters from. But it says, top Eric Adams advisor Winnie Greco caught handing a reporter a bag of chips stuffed with cash. Now, you might remember her name because she was involved when kind of all the shoes started to drop on Gavin Newsom and they were taking away his iPads and, you know, they were showing up and raiding Gracie Mansion. She was one of the people that made news because I guess her home was raided in the Bronx and also she had allegations over improperly using her position to get perks. And it doesn't say it in this New York Post article, but I was like, I know the perks had to do with some sort of renovation on her apartment. So I did check that. And that was the situation. She had told someone she'd get them a job with the city if they could renovate her apartment, which, you know, there are certain perks people get, like free laundry and stuff, where I go, I don't know. I don't know if that would do it for me. Kitchen renovation. Now we're talking. Now Winnie's got her eye on the prize. But she's in trouble now because she handed a Big Apple reporter a potato chip bag stuffed with cash. And the reporter is Katie Honan. She's a reporter at The City.
Do we know the brand of potato chip?
We do. We're going to get there. Don't you worry, my friend.
All right, you got the dates.
This is why the New York Post is one of the papers that's still doing well, because they get that information. Honan met Greco.
Show me the receipts!
Honan met Greco at the bank, then was brought to a nearby Whole Foods, where Greco handed her a crumpled bag of hairs, sour cream and onion, rippled potato chips.
Spell it?
H-E-R-R. Hers?
I guess. I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Now, this is... There's so many details in this I really appreciate. It says, thinking she was being offered a snack. I'm sorry. Thinking she was being offered a snack, Honan told Greco more than once that she could not accept the chips. Haven't we all been there? It's like, no, get these chips away from me. I can't control myself. I don't want... And furthermore... Sour cream and onion. If I'm doing that, Taylor, if someone's handing me a bag of sour cream and onion, it's a commitment. It's like, that's it for the day now. I'm having that in my mouth for the rest of the day. Unless I can go home and brush my teeth, you're diving into that sour cream and onion. So you know right away if you want to accept a bag of crumpled up sour cream and onion chips. And she said no. She was probably like, I don't need... to go down this road right now. I've been there. I feel this. So she resists, and Greco keeps insisting that she take the bag of chips. Have a chip. Have a chip. Come on. Have a snack. Now, after the two parted ways, Honan opened the bag. So she does eventually accept. She's like, why is this lady just so insistent on these sour cream chips? I'm surprised she didn't just toss the bag when the lady turned around. But she opens the bag, and she discovers a red envelope containing at least one $100 bill and several $20 bills. The outlet referred to the exchange as a failed payoff, but Greco claimed that she accidentally handed the reporter the cash. This is where it gets really good. So this is Greco. She calls and apologizes for the mix-up. I make a mistake, she said. I'm so sorry. It's a culture thing. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad right now. I'm so sorry, honey, she told The City. After an initial interview with the outlet, Greco called back with an attorney present. I would have suggested that for the first call. I don't think you can get the attorney with you fast enough in a lot of these cases. Greco was extremely apologetic when confronted about the incident, stating, I make a mistake. I'm so sorry. Can we forget about this? I try to be a good person. Please, please. Please don't do in the news nothing about me. I just wanted to be her friend, she said, before adding, I just wanted to have one good friend. It's nothing. Attorney Stephen Brill further claimed that Greco was purely innocent and chalked the incident up to a misunderstanding based on cultural differences.
If there's anything you can do to get us a table, we'd really appreciate it.
I'm all for the cultural differences excuse, but I need more information. You know, I want to flesh this out. What is the culture where you stuff $100 bills in a bag of sour cream and onion chips and you try to give them to reporters so that you'll make friends with them? What culture? I need to know more about this culture.
Bribarians. What'd
you say, Taylor?
Bribarians.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. And this reporter, talk about a failed situation where, and that's got to be kind of nasty too. You reach into that bag and you're like, ooh, what is money in and of itself is dirty. But when it's been sitting in a sour cream and onion bag, I would be like, what is happening here with this woman? And she said she just wanted one good friend, you know, and this was the way she was going to do it. Was just giving her the bag of chips. Wow. Winnie is apologetic and embarrassed. This is what her lawyer said. In the Chinese culture, money is often given to others in a gesture of friendship and gratitude. But is it usually in a bag of chips in the Chinese culture? Maybe. I don't know. I don't pretend to be an expert on everything. Educate me, Winnie. I need to understand where your head was at with this. See, the kitchen renovation, your girl could get on board with. I was giving that the two thumbs up. I was like, hey, not ethical, but makes sense to me. The bag of chips with the money in it for the reporter from the city, which I don't even know if anyone really reads that. Now you've lost me. So you need to win me back over. I need more information. Eddie, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Eddie?
All right. Hello, Grace. I think one reason they changed this logo for Cracker Barrel is because they don't want people thinking that this is some white guy next to the barrel, you know, thinking that calling white people that name, you know, next to the barrel.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering that, too, because so I guess when they first opened Cracker Barrel, they didn't have the guy next to the barrel. And then a few years later, in 1977, they had the iconic image of the man sitting against a barrel. You know, there's a lot of talk right now about these rebrands. We had the rebrand of MSNBC Taylor, which is now MS Now. And now we have the Cracker Barrel rebrand. And I could understand MSNBC because they're clearly struggling and they're trying to shake it up. And it's like, what do I always refer to? The bangs or the goatee. You know, you are desperate. You do something. Everyone's concerned about you. But we're hoping for the best. With Cracker Barrel, I think they were doing okay. Sometimes these companies do rebrands where I'm like, why was this necessary? And you could say the same thing about HBO. Every other day, they're like, HBO, HBO Max. Now we're just Max. Now we're back to HBO. If you have a brand that people like and people recognize, why would you want to get rid of it? Why would you want to change it at all? I don't know. But I'm not a businesswoman. I'm not an innovator. So maybe I just don't understand the brilliance behind this woke CEO. Apparently, a lot of other people don't understand it either because their stock is tanking. We will be back. We'll take more calls. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will return. This is the Grace Curley Show.
If the Cracker Barrel don't look like the Jim Crow South, I can't eat there. You gotta have the racism aesthetic. You gotta have the rocking chairs and the hint of segregation in the air. If I don't feel like I'm on the set of Sinners, then how do I know I'm in a Cracker Barrel?
That's comedian Kevin Fredericks and Cracker Barrel doing a rebrand of the logo and changing up the golf tee game, which I didn't even really know was a thing. I wanted to give an update on Howard Stern because there were rumors swirling a few weeks ago that he wasn't going to renew his contract with Sirius XM and that Sirius was never going to match the money he wanted. And it came right on the heels of the Stephen Colbert cancellation. So, you know, we were really enjoying it as part of the MAGA movement to see another obnoxious, elitist, Trump-hating, COVID-fear-mongering loser get canned. And at the time, I was like, well, it's not official yet. Now there's a report from Page Six that he actually, his team started this rumor, or they really put it out there to go viral so that people would be so intrigued about what was going to happen that in September, he must be on break or something, when he comes back, that it boosts his numbers because his numbers, according to the Morning Wire, his YouTube channel at least lost more than 30% of unique viewers from 2024 to 2025. And his audience has gone from 20 million a day, according to the New York Post, to 125,000.